From the moment I saw you, I went out of my mind. Oh, I never believed in love at first sight. But you got a magic, boy, that I just can't explain. Well, you got a way that you're making me feel I can do anything for you, baby. I'll be down for you, baby. Lay all your cards out tonight. Just call on me, baby. I'll be there in a hurry. Sure move now, baby. Baby, decide whatever you want from me. I'm giving you everything. I'm your baby tonight. Well, you've got an ecstasy. You are my fantasy. I'm your baby tonight.
Oh, okay. You're here and I'm pleased because I really dig your company. This is that podcast for them 35 to 55 year old people who love them some Robert Glasper and they Jill Scott and love to just vibe out, but did not forget when they was out on the dance floor for the 99 and the 2000s backing that ass up. It's me, Danny, and you listening to the Just Saying podcast.
If we was about to pretend like I know how to sing a Whitney Houston song, but dare to be great, okay? That's the message today. Dare to be great, because we all know I don't sing, but I'm Your Baby Tonight was one of them songs, just like, you know, when she said, well, you got a way that you're making me feel I can't do it, however it go, right? Okay, I said, Whitney was the queen of like throwing a bunch of words in together. And so I know that I don't have that range. I'm not a Whitney range girl. I got a couple of oohs and ahs in me, but not a Whitney range, but that's okay. And I wanted to start off with a woman singing today because there's a couple of tours coming that I want to see, and it's a lot of ladies. Where my girls at? From the front to back, what is your feeling at? Throw one hand up, can you repeat that? Trying to take my man, say I don't need that. Don't play yourself. Okay, they not going on tour, but maybe I should have started with that one. It's okay. We got two songs in today. Did y'all know that Missy Elliott was going on tour this year? Just announced. And if you were a Verizon customer, you got pre-sale tickets before the rest of the people. This is the concert I need to see. Okay, this is the concert I need to see. Last year, I needed to see Janet Jackson. This year, I need to see Missy Elliott. Now, I had to search all over to find out where to go to see Janet, because people don't come to my city. They just don't come to my city. And so anytime there's like a good artist, I always have to look in other cities, and I'm not at a place where I could always just travel to go see. I don't know how people do it, and I wish that I could get out of the frame where I don't know how to, you know, elevate myself to a place where I just go to another city to go see a concert. Now, the first time I did it was last year when I went to go see Janet. It was like a 2-hour drive, and I said, I don't care, I'm going. I drove there, I saw that concert, and I drove back the same night. This one, the closest one to me is Philly, and I'm prepared. So if anybody want to help me get to the road to Missy want to help me travel the road to Missy, you can go ahead on Hit My Cash App. I'm not too bad. Ain't too proud to beg, y'all. When I need it in the morning or the middle of the night, ain't too proud to beg. Because I need to see this concert. Busta Rhymes and Ciara will be there. And I'm hearing that it's going to be some Timbaland in the house, which means that you never know. You might get Ginuwine riding on the pony, put Moni in the middle, check your girls. Okay, like Ginuwine might be there. You know, I don't know. They all friends and stuff, so we might get a little bit of that. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of tribute to Magoo because he passed away last year. And I really want to go to this concert, y'all. I really want to go to this concert. I'm excited. I've never seen Missy Elliott. I don't even remember if Missy Elliott was on tour back in the day. I couldn't even tell you that. Like, the life I was living didn't include tours at all. That's not true. I did go see some people back in the day, but I don't remember a Missy Elliott tour. So I could tell you it's been years, and she got all kind of hits, y'all. And so I do want to go see this one. Y'all excited about Missy Elliott? Now, there's also another tour that I would like to see, but if I don't, I won't cry about it. But they finally got that Escape SWV tour together. I hear there's two other groups. Can't remember who they are. Sorry to y'all who will be on, who will be showing up. But this Escape SWV tour is kind of exciting just because they were two of the hottest groups at the time together. And they tried to, from what I remember, they tried to get it together last year or the year before, and they just couldn't come together. They put that show out. Remember that show they had, the SWV Escape show that they was doing together, and these people was clashing. And mostly, we couldn't even get the tour together because Tamika and Latasha were battling with one another. And that battle continues on today, y'all, because apparently, y'all know Tasha's out the group. They just kicking it without her. But apparently, Tasha and Tamika, the two sisters, had they trademarked the name of the group together, so they co-own the group name. And so at some point Tasha tried to say, like, y'all can't put the tour on because I own the name. But apparently, the legally, if one person who own a name is using the name, they don't need the other person to agree. And I think that that's what used to happen, like, with the Temptations and stuff back in the day. Because if you remember, the Temptations had, like, 800 people in the group. And you could buy tickets to see the Temptations. And there would be, like, y'all probably don't remember, y'all too young. But you could buy tickets and you wouldn't know what combination of Temptations you was going to get. I think it's the same with Drew Hill. Like, Drew Hill got, like, 87 members as well. And so does, I believe, Blackstreet. I think Blackstreet had a couple of members just interchanged up and in and through, and so you never really knew what combination of Drew Hill you would get when you went on to a concert, or you didn't know, you know, what combination of Blackstreet you would get when they did those, like, you know, old school concerts and things like that. I feel like, you know, that's part of it. Like, somebody got to own the name to the group. You want to have more than one person own the name to the group, and if you do, they could roll out with their set of people and they don't need you. So that seems to be what's going on with the Escape thing. But I believe that they didn't got it all together, because I can't imagine that Mona Scott has put this tour together and she ain't got all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. Nor do I believe that Candy about to get herself involved in any business that ain't squared away business. I'm talking square biz to your baby. Square biz. Like, I feel like she definitely, you know, would not be on. They got commercials now. Like, I've seen the ads. And I don't feel like Candy would be a part of any messy business, especially not with Escape, because she really wasn't even rocking with them for a while. So to be able to get Candy to go on to agree to go on the tour, and then put out this promo and whatnot, I feel like the I's have been dotted and them T's have been crossed to get Miss Candy Burris involved. Y'all remember this all started from the Verses. Y'all remember Verses? Those were the good old days back when we wasn't allowed outside and the entertainers was entertaining us on stage. And it was a battle, but it was also good because it was vocals going on that one. And so I think that this is good. This is kind of in line of when I said, a couple weeks ago where Ray J has said that Monica and Brandy should tour. And it's just like, we would like to see these type of people that I don't remember, coming together as groups and things like that back in the day. So I'm looking forward to it, but I don't think I'll make it. Now, again, they are not coming to my city. So I'd have to go somewhere else to see it. And if I'm asking y'all to send me the one, I'm asking y'all to send me the Missy. So, if I make the other one, I don't know. But hopefully they'll put it on TV and we'll get to see snippets and what. But I do feel like I would like to see an Escape show one time. SWV, I'm not so pressed to see. I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly breathe. I lose all control when something takes over me. In a daze, it is so amazing. It's not a phase. I want you to stay with me. Now, I already, in my mind, I seen it. Knocks me right off of my feet. I know, right? Y'all, whenever y'all think of SWV, is that the one y'all think of? Or do y'all think of Downtown? My daughter called me the other day and she was like, Ma, you know what Downtown is about? And I said, yes. She called me and also was like, do you know what Rain Down on Me? I said, yes, I know. And she was like, Ma, you was letting us listen to that when we was kids. And I said, listen, every generation listened to some songs they weren't supposed to listen to because they were too young to listen to them. You didn't understand. And now that you know, you like, oh my gosh. And I do that all the time here. So, whatever. But I would like to hear the women of Escape sing live, because I know that all of those women have vocals and I would like to see that live. But more than that, I want to see against my window, I can't stop the rain. Beep beep, who got the keys to my Jeep? Okay, like that's what I want to see. I'll listen to the brand new Czar and Pastor Cavassier all the time. When I'm at work, all the time. Brand new Czar is one of them sounds. That's a Busta Rhymes song, if you all know. And that song hypes me up. It's like one of those amp me up to get ready for work songs. So when I'm about to go in to work, I'm listening to that song. If y'all never heard it, get on top of it. Because it's one of those ones that just like amp you up to get going. So, y'all get ready for this concert season. One of the things I love about spring, summer, joggers, more September. What I love about that season, shout out to Sheree. What I love about this season is the concerts that roll out. And in my city, we get a couple of, artists that come in for, the Black music festivals. And they'll be free. And I always go to those. But we don't get a lot of Black artists coming in for concerts here, like I said many times today. And so when somebody comes, I get very excited and I will buy that ticket. But this one, I'm going to have to travel for. And traveling, I believe the tickets, everywhere that I've looked, the tickets range to be able to see the stage and not be in the nosebleeds is about $300. $300 to me is not crazy to see Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, and Ciara. It's just basically $100 per artist. And that, would I pay $100 to see Missy Elliott? I would. I would pay $100 to see Missy Elliott. That's how much concert tickets are anyway. Unless y'all got a hookup, let me know, because I'll come to you for the low. Okay, you want me to stay at your house? You got space? Cause I don't want to have to pay a flight and a hotel and a $200-$300 ticket. So let me know what we got going on. Put me on the couch, baby girl, cause all I need to do is be able to, like, you know, whoop the doop my face a little bit, throw my outfit on in your bathroom, you know, and then roll out, roll out, roll out. I didn't even get this. See Ludacris when I went to go see Janet Jackson, but that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. I'm excited for these concerts. If there's another concert coming out that y'all are excited to see, let me know, because I might need to put that on my list of fantasy concerts that I think I'm going to go to that I can't afford. But I definitely plan on, I really would be sad if I missed this Missy Elliott concert this year. They have trending right now, Drea Kelly. Y'all know who Drea Kelly is? That's R. Kelly's ex-wife. She was not involved in the nonsense. She's also the mother of his two children. I don't even know how old they are. I don't know if I've ever even seen those kids, and that is fine with me. Anyway, Drea Kelly is also a choreographer in her own right. She's been dancing and choreographing for years. She's been in the game for a good 20, 25 years. And sis today looks amazing. Body toned up. She's looking very healthy in life, okay? And they have been putting, meaning the internet, you know, I love the internet. The internet has been putting Drea Kelly dancing, syncing it up to Cowboy Carter songs on the internet. And when I tell you, it is very entertaining, and I am here for it all day. I love a woman over 40 being able to still move that body and, you know, get it. And when I tell you, Drea is out here dancing, moving, doing splits, stretching. She's out here, y'all. And I am here for it, because it is not, these are not her actually dancing to the songs. These are people putting her dancing, syncing it up to Cowboy Carter songs, basically saying she got the vibe of the Cowboy Carter album before the album was even out, y'all. It is so cute. So if you want to look it up, you can look up Drea Kelly. I think it's Drea and then Kelly. Drea Kelly, Cowboy Carter, if you want to. It's all over Instagram. It's all over the Bird app, or X now, as they call it. I don't be on there that much, but I've seen a bunch of it. It's also on TikTok. And I'm sure, because I'm talking about it now, for all y'all people who decide to stay over on Facebook only, it'll show up there sometime within the next 6 months, and y'all will act like it's brand new, and we'll all be like, yeah, we seen it already. That, and that's another thing. Let me just tell y'all, if you know me and you have seen something like a video or a reel or something, and you saw it on Facebook, don't send it to me. Because I already saw it a month ago. I walk these internet streets daily. And when I'm walking, I see a lot of happenings. The last place it's happening is over on Facebook. So by the time it gets to you over there, you don't got to share it with me. I saw it probably. I'm 90% sure that I've already seen it before you decide to send it to me. Now, if you see it on TikTok, send it on over, because it's brand new. If you saw it on Instagram, you can send it all over, because it's either brand new or it is close to new. But if you seen it on Twitter, it probably just happened. For real. If you seen it on X, it's not Twitter no more. If you seen it on X, it probably didn't happen. You can send it to me. But if you seen it on Facebook, baby girl, we done seen it already. Trust and believe, okay? You don't got to send that to me. You don't get to send that to me. I saw it already. I mean, if you send it, I'll still give you a laughing emoji, because I know you think it's funny, but I've probably already seen it. And I've been doing this, you know, thing where I try not to tell people, like, yeah, I already seen it, thanks, but no thanks. Like, I've been trying to, you know, not be rude and be like, I already seen it, not interested. But I saw it already, love. But thank you. Anyway, that Cowboy Carter album was cute when it first came out. The songs have been hitting me more and more. Sometimes, because I'm not in I'm not the demo that she is targeting quickly. Some songs have to sit with me for a while. I don't really like to give out my I can't even think of the word. Where is my life right now? I don't like to give out my opinion about projects when they first happen, because things gotta sit for a while and I gotta, you know, see how they feel in my spirit. Like, some, of course, there's always a song or two that'll hit you quick, but as a project, you need to listen to it more than once before you can give your opinion. And when it first came out last week, I wasn't able to give my opinion, but I do feel like now, I would say that at this point, because like when I first did it, I saved like two songs. I was like, I like these two songs off the album. Not gonna tell you which ones, but it wasn't the two that already came out. I heard them already, been had them. But I saved two songs from what was released new. And then I would be like on TikTok or Instagram and somebody would play it and then they would like talk about a song or something, and I'd be like, let me listen to it again. And I'm listening like, okay, girl, that's, I'm feeling that. And there's also a different vibe. Like, if you listen to certain things, some things you got to listen to in the car, they give you a feel. Some things feel good when you're in your house and you're listening to things. There are other things, like when you at work, and they give you a vibe. And that's how it happened. I listened to it in the wee hours of the night when it first came out. That wasn't the best time. I know a lot of people want to listen because it's new. You want to jump on it. You want to give those streams. You want to give those numbers and whatnot. That's cool. But also for me, it's not the best time because I just came in from work. I'm still trying to decompress. I don't need to make her, you know, give me a feel immediately. So I listened to it again. I've been downloading more songs from the album, trust and believe. And maybe that's how you do. Also, let me tell y'all, because I need to help y'all. When you don't like something, you don't have to call it trash. You can just say it's not for me, right? If Beyonce or any other artist puts out anything and this is somebody that you typically like, if they didn't do something that you don't like, it's not trash in general. It's just not entertaining to me. So if you're talking to somebody and they say, hey, did you listen to the new whoever? And you're like, yeah, it's trash. Is it trash or is it just not for you? Was it just not for you? Because why is it that they are bad, not that they are not here for you? Because when you say something is trash, when you say it's garbage, that means what you're saying is that it is designed for you and you hate it. So because you hate it, it is no good at all in general. Instead of just saying, this ain't for me, so I'm not going to listen to it. Trash means nobody should listen to it. It's garbage. And that's not true. And I hear a lot of people who will say like, oh, this is trash. And then be like, I don't like country music. Then it's not trash. It's not for you. And everything don't have to be for you. Even from an artist that you know. That's how that Andre 2000 came out. Is it Andre? It's Two Stacks. So it's Andre 2000. When Andre 2000 came out and he did that flute album just recently, and all the R&B people was like, this is terrible, this is horrible. He wasn't making a hip-hop album, baby. He wasn't making it for you. So because it's not for you, you should not critique it. You could listen to it and decide if you want to add it to what you like, but it's not for you. Let me tell you, this is how I also feel about, you know, like people will say like some type of food is trash, when in actuality, you going based off of the fact that your grandma used to boil the hell out of a vegetable and you ain't like boiled out vegetables. So now you always will say green beans is trash when they make green beans 1,000 ways and you're not willing to try any of them because one time your grandma made bad green beans or your mama didn't know how to, you know, make a Brussels sprout taste delicious. That's not the Brussels sprout's fault. That's the fault of your mama, okay? And now I know y'all want me to talk about your mama, but but your mama can't make Brussels sprouts. That's just how that is. My mama can't cook at all, so I'm allowed to say that, okay? But I have had some delicious Brussels sprouts since my mama stopped cooking food for me. That's all I'm saying. I mean, don't be mad at me. I'm just saying, like, you know, it's y'all be acting like the thing is for everything is for you, and if you don't like it, then it's horrible. When sometimes stuff just ain't for you, and you could just say this ain't for me, and I'm a walk one out this room, because this room ain't a room I want to be in. And that's wonderful. That's why there's other rooms to go in. There's other artists to listen to. You don't gotta bash them at me. Imagine doing some work and spending a year on doing something, and then somebody that you don't know, that you weren't even trying to target, says, this is horrible, this is trash. You would be like, first of all, nobody asked you to come over here. Second of all, if it ain't for you, you have to yell that out into a room. Y'all on the internet screaming, this is trash, this is garbage, this is horrible. But I digress. Let me just, I've never used that. I've never used that digress. That was on my bingo card for this year, but here we are. We've made it. Okay. We're right where we are. Anyway, I said all that to say, I don't even know. Oh, Drea Kelly. Drea Kelly's out here dancing. And 20 years in the game. I think she's over 20 years in the game, to be honest with you, but I'm going to say 20 years in the game. And I love it. I am here for it. 100%. Let's clap it up. Let's hear it for the boys. Let's hear it for my baby. I'm talking about women, but that song came in my heart and I had to sing it for y'all. Okay, let's move on. There haven't been any new shows that I'm watching. I'm still watching Daria in Detroit. And I just now finishing up The Gentlemen. I tried to watch something else. Oh, y'all know what? I tried to go back in and watch Loop with... oh, goodness. What's the girl's name? I thought I would know her name. I didn't think I was going to have to look this up. But give me a second, y'all, because I definitely, Maya, what's her name? Maya Rudolph, Maya Randolph. Maya Rudolph. You know, she was the one who was in SNL. She was on SNL for a good while. And then she is also I don't know if a lot of people know this, but she's the daughter of the woman who sang, loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. That's her daughter. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Y'all already knew that I was about to do that. And no, I'm not about to try to hit that note on here and embarrass me. And embarrass me. I'm not about to do that. Anyway, there is a show called Loot. It is on Apple TV. If you have it. It's got an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is crazy because this show is not that great. But I feel like the acting is not that great, but it is a show that I guess it's more like they call them like your guilty pleasures. Like, it's not that great, but I watch it. It also has Michaela Rodriguez in it. She's the one from Pose. In it, Kim Whitley is in it a little bit too. As far as names that we really know, the rest of these people. I'm not sure if anybody knows, you know, if they're like known people. So. But it's a decent show. Like I said, it's getting a 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is fascinating to me. But either way, those are the shows I'm watching right now. I haven't seen any new movies this week. I did watch, I don't know if I said this, but I watched that movie Wish, the little children's movie Wish, because I like to let my people on the internet know, like, if you're looking for a weekend thing, if you got your grandkids over, if you got, you know, if you have, still have young kids, that you could, because I don't know how, but some people in their, you know, mid-30s and early 40s and even late 40s is having babies, and it's the, I know how, but you know, because my kids are grown, I'd be like, y'all got kids at the house, like, that'd be tripping me out. But if you do, I still like to let y'all know, like, here goes something that may entertain the babies, just if you want to know. So Wish is one of those ones. Little black girl in the movie is cute. It doesn't have a great Disney song, no, but it is a cute one. And if you haven't seen it yet and you're looking for something, a cute message movie with good songs, Elemental, I don't know if I've ever said it here, but Elemental, amazing. One of my best. One of the best. One of the best that has come out recently. So those two you could watch. Again, like I said, I haven't seen any new movies that I've seen. I did see a movie, though. I saw one movie. It's called A Good Person. It has Morgan Freeman in it. I don't think it's new, but it was new to me, and I watched it. It had a good feel. Trigger warning in it, though. It is about addiction. So there's that. But again, it was a good movie. It did have a good good feel to it. But it's not one of those ones that I'm like, y'all got to see this. Still feel like Wonka was one of the best ones I've seen thus far. So if you haven't watched Wonka yet, get to watching it. The message in that movie is good. It is not a remake of the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie. So it's a different take on Wonka as a person. But that's it for me as far as TV. Nobody has told me anything good to watch. I've seen a couple of things that I keep on saying, maybe I'll start that. But there's the show Manhunt, and I keep on hearing that it is a great movie. I mean, a great series. But I just can't get in. I tried. It's a period piece, though. It's basically about the person who shot Abraham Lincoln, and there's like the manhunt to catch him or something, but I just can't get in. And sometimes it takes me two or three tries to get in, because I did the same thing with Black Cake. I was just like, when I first started, I was like, I don't care, why do I care about this? But then when I really sat down and gave it the time and attention that it deserved, I was like, this is an amazing series, and I hope that season two come out soon. I've also heard that BMF this season is not good. I've heard that from lots of people, saying that this season is reaching, and that, you know, a lot of people are just waiting for, when are y'all going to show when BMF was like at the height of all that they were doing? We don't need too much more backstory. But I didn't watch this season because I wasn't really that much of a fan of the last season. I didn't feel like it was progressing enough for me, and so I haven't seen it. But if you still in the BMF, shout out to you. Let's keep it pushing. It's a lot of situations going on with friends and battling with these rappers and things. So let's start real quick with the fact that there's a... Y'all know the City Girls? Y'all know the City Girls? Okay, so the City Girls are two young ladies, Carisha and JT. Carisha is the young lady who was intertwined with Diddy. You know, she said she go with him real bad. They go together real bad. And then JT was the other member of the City Girls. JT was the young lady who was... When we were introduced to the City Girls as a nation, JT was already or getting ready to go to jail. So she spent some time in jail. We then got to know Carisha a lot more because she was the one who was promoting the group and the album that they had made while JT was doing her stint in jail. She came out. They have seemed to not be on the same life path. Now, Of course, you know, Carisha got a Carisha Please podcast, and she was dating Diddy, and I don't know what their situation was, but it seemed like she was dating Diddy. She's also friends with Saucy Santana. That's the young man who be rapping. And so these two young ladies apparently had a back and forth on the interwebs. Basically, one saying the other one wasn't a real friend. The other one saying, you keep talking about me on the internet. They went back and forth for a while. People was invested. And then they turned around and was like, girl, I love you. We best friends. We need to just stop all this nonsense on the internet. And I was glad because young women in their mid-20s, their early 30s, tend to find it where, like, my life is going this way, your life is going that way. We always just decided in our own minds without any agreements that we would be walking the same path forever because we like each other. And if you ain't going the way I'm going, then you must be against me. And then the mature people realize that sometimes we don't have to be going down the same path. We just have to respect the path that the other person's going on, especially if neither of us are going down illegal paths, right? You can be friends with your best friend, and y'all could have both went to nursing school, and y'all loved each other, and y'all was nursing, but one of y'all decides that y'all don't want to stay in nursing. You want to use your nursing degree to take you to other places where the other one wants to continue to advance in nursing, you know, get higher education there. And the other one takes their degree or certificate or whatever, and they roll it into more corporate stuff. That don't mean that we don't like each other, or I think that you bad, or you think that I'm bad, or one of us need to think that we better than the other one. It just means that our paths ain't going the same way. We also could have went to nursing school together, and now I want to open a bakery. That don't mean I'm dumb. That don't mean that you crazy for staying where you are. You know, it's kind of like that type of thing. And the next thing you know, people like, oh, but she wasn't for me because you done told two people, like, I don't know why she opening that little bakery. And it's like, you don't got to call my bakery little baby girl. It's just not on the path that you wanted me to go on, but this is my path. Respect my path. I feel like that's how JT and Carisha are going. I feel like those two young ladies are on a path that is not the same, and they are trying to find their sweet spot in each other's lives while they walk different roads. And we just unfortunately get to see it play out on the internet because they're celebrities. So whenever they say anything, it's bigger than if you say stuff. But you've been fighting with your friend too. You've had a fight with your girlfriend, one of your best friends, and you done told a bunch of people that somebody don't ride with you, or, you know, people is fake friends. You done made them post. So it's no different. So don't judge them, girls. They're trying to figure it out. I want to move on to this next one. This is that Drake, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole situation that's going on. Apparently, that they have been dubbed the Big Three. At one point, I guess last week or the week before last, Kendrick Lamar was on a verse, on a Future song. And in that song, Kendrick said, F the Big Three, it's just Big Me, nigga bum. Right now, a lot of people have deemed that song is mostly about Drake, but J. Cole and Drake have been teaming up and going on tour, whatever, doing some songs together. So they said, okay, if they're the Big Three, and Jay and Kendrick is saying there ain't no Big Three, it's just me, then he also saying that J. Cole ain't none of that or whatever. So then the internet was like, Oh, shots fired. One of them two got to come back at Kendrick. So Cole did. J. Cole put out an album called Might Delete Later, I think it's called. And the last song on it is a song that is dissing Kendrick. We know rap beefs. We know rap beefs. We remember... y'all might be too old, but there's a song called No Vaseline that is Ice Cube back when he was rapping. And I think he was dissing Eazy-E. And then we had the whole I don't know if y'all old enough for this either, or you just listened to it, but there was the Jay-Z and Nas back and forth with the Takeover and Ether and all of that stuff. Then more recently, now I know y'all gonna be like, it's been more battles, but I'm not going into every rap battle. But more recently, there were the battles with Nicki Minaj and every female rapper. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, Nicki Minaj and I believe Lotto, Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj and what's her name, Remy Ma, all of them, that we saw all of those happening recently. There was very recently a revival of Benzino and Eminem back doing songs about each other. We won't got to get into any of that. But rap battles have been going on for years. This one, though, is very interesting because Kendrick put out the verse that he put out. Now, then J. Cole put out the song that he put out. Then J. Cole, because he has a music festival called Dreamville, which is kind of, it's like, you know, Coachella. You know how Coachella is a music festival and you get a bunch of artists and they come on different stage, whatever. J. Cole has one too. It's called Dreamville. And at Dreamville, he announced that he didn't feel good that he did, that he came back at Kendrick. And, you know, that he said that he was going to delete it. I still seen it on mine. I downloaded the album and I still saw it yesterday. I didn't look today, but up until yesterday, it was still on there. But he was saying that he didn't feel good about actually battling against Kendrick and that he's out. He don't want to do the battle thing no more. He told Kendrick, if you want to come for me again, that's fine. But I just don't like it. It don't feel good to me. And so many people went for him. And I want to tell you why this is a problem for me. I want to give you my stance on it. J. Cole and Kendrick seem to have been friends at some point. And it seems like what J. Cole was saying was like, this is my friend. I don't want to, you know, go into a battle with him. Oh, we also remember the Drake and Pusha T one when he was doing the back to back. You gonna make me come back to back. Okay, so that was Pusha T from Grinding. I don't know if y'all know him from anything else, to be honest with you. If you listening to me. But anyway, typically in rap battles, people are going for, you know, the jugular. Y'all know, like, a la Biggie and Tupac. Hit 'em up. We know how that started out. And then Biggie came back with Who Shot You. You don't know who shot you. Because remember when Tupac got shot. You know, Tupac's was all about, he started off saying he slept with Faith Evans, who was Biggie's wife. So it's always like you got to go for the jugular. You got to go for the death. And a lot of people, even in listening to people talk about it, was like, oh yeah, Kendrick started a war. J. Cole need to suit up for war. And what J. Cole was saying was like, I don't want to go to war with my friend. What he said basically was, I did this because when the verse came out, the people around me was like, oh, you got to go to war. You got to strap up for war. It's a war. You got to get ready for war. And so he said he did the song to appease the people around him. Basically, it was peer pressure and he succumbed to the peer pressure. But after it was out, he just kind of felt like, I don't want to be in a war. And I want to say, I commend that man. A lot of people were also saying it sounds like a person who has been to therapy. And I'm like, shoot, if he's been to therapy, I ride with it. I rise with it. I love it. And I just feel like at this point, this day and age, at this time in life, if that's what you need, we need to let people do that. And if people are like, oh, you can't jump in and then be like, I don't want to do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And that's one of the things that we need to be more honest about, is that we can decide that we're going to do something and in the midst of doing it, be like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. without fear of being ridiculed, because a lot of people are doing things because they feel like they're going to be ridiculed if they stop doing it. You know, there's a lot of people who are in careers that they hate. They hate. Are they okay at doing it? Yeah, some of them are even really good at doing it, but they hate doing it. I know that I had one of my best friends who was in IT. He's very good at IT. And but he also did another thing that was more creative, and he's very good at that thing. But he kept on saying he didn't want to leave the IT because to do the more creative thing, people would be looking at him. So let me just tell you, he owns a cookie shop called Yas Cookies. It's in Atlanta. Cookies are delicious. But he kept saying, do I want to be known as the cookie man when I've been known as a person in IT? Do I want to be known as the cookie man? Because in his mind, people would see him as less than because he's not a corporate baddie out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? And so he put it off for a while, and then he started to do an online thing, like an online store, and then he opened up a brick and mortar and was just like, you know what, I'm gonna go for it. And he's been thriving as an entrepreneur, making these cookies, selling these cookies. But you know, he had gone to school and not too recently, like he had finished a degree recently and got a very, you know, wonderful job in the field now that he had that degree, the new degree that he had just got. And so it was like, should I quit? I just got started in this. Yes, you can quit. So for me with J. Cole, I feel like he should be able to, if it's him who is the one who has to be in the war, he should be able to at any time say he don't want to be in it anymore, and I don't have to continue it for your entertainment. Because one of the things that we're not really paying attention to is you all want to see this battle. You want to see it keep going. You want to have this war, whatever. But somebody has to mentally get into that, to be in that, and then they have to listen to a bunch of people talk about it, and you know, listen to the other person, wait for them to attack again, don't know when that's going to happen, and then be prepared to immediately try to come back with something better to say. And all the time you listening to it while you eating french fries from McDonald's. Why should I have to be mentally invested in a thing that you are just entertained by? Why do I have to risk my career going back and back with this man could still have been my friend, and risk my friendship all for your entertainment so you can sit at your house on the phone with your friend with y'all legs up talking about words I said that you would never do with anybody that you know? You're not about to battle some lady that you don't like at work. You're not even telling the lady at work you don't like her. You sneak this and her to people who don't know her back at your house. And so because you're not trying to get into no war with people and you're not willing to risk your job for the people you don't like, why do I have to do that for you, for your entertainment? Y'all not even going to buy my album. You're going to stream it, which means I'm going to get 12 cents off of it, and you're not even going to listen to it every day. But I'm invested. I have to be in this all the time because I don't know when that man going to come back at me. I don't know if his people's going to come at me. I don't know how ugly this is going to get. Now I got to have people trying to investigate his life to see if I could put out some business of his that don't nobody know, or I got to down some stuff that he's done. That's a lot to be invested in just so that you could talk about it over some riblets at Applebee's. I'm not doing that. I'm going to bow out now. I'm going to say, you all can see that I'm capable of doing a thing. I don't want to do it no more. I don't have to. He said some stuff. I said some stuff. Y'all been entertained. It's over. I'm done with it now. If he want to say one more thing back, that's fine, but I won't respond to that probably. You know, you never know, because I'm a grown man. But I feel like that is maturity. And isn't it sad that hip hop is saying that? I understand that that is mature, but we don't respect maturity around here. And if you're going to be mature, we're going to talk bad about you, because we really want juvenile behavior to entertain us at all times. Even as 30 and 40 year old people, because J. Cole ain't young. I believe that J. Cole is in his 30s, but we can look it up because, you know, that's what the internet is for. I got Google. I pay for the internet. J. Cole is 39 years old. He don't got time to be, get this man 40 years old. He don't want to be out here doing this kid stuff for y'all. Y'all don't even understand that he is not a child. Kendrick Lamar is 36. These is not kids. These is grown ass men. Y'all, if you seen your 36-year-old cousin talking about he about to go back and back with some dude that he don't like down the street, y'all would be like, come on now. That's for kids. And y'all need to put that in perspective. Even though these are entertainers, these are not children. And he just don't want to do it no more. And you need to learn that you need to let go of some wars that you think you in that are never going to get you anywhere. There's never going to come to an agreement. Y'all ain't never going to agree. You ain't never going to agree to what they saying. They ain't never going to agree to what you saying. And y'all don't need to keep on arguing about it. And that's what y'all's relationship. Just being honest. Like, you know, I'm just saying. Like, sometimes y'all don't realize that you've been battling so long that you just in the battle for the sake of battling. People are watching you who do not care whether or not you win or not. They are only invested in watching you be messy. And as long as you want, allow them to see it, they're going to keep on doing it, watching you, but they never want you to win. And I know y'all like, oh, I like J. Cole. I want him to win the battle. But you gonna listen to Kendrick, and if Kendrick say worse things about him, y'all gonna be hitting and go, ooh, I can't believe he said that. But then what? For your entertainment, then what? How is it supposed to be for you? Cause if you don't know, Biggie and Tupac ain't here. They battled, and then it spiraled into somebody ain't here. Right? Jay-Z and Nas done made up, and they both done said that it was childish, and they got to a place where they had to put childish things down, and they don't do that no more with one another. J. Cole is saying, I am too old for this. My mental is too, he said, I've been sleeping good for 10 years. I did this one thing, I ain't slept in nights. Why would I keep doing this to entertain y'all? I should lose sleep so that y'all could be entertained by my wordplay. I'm not doing that. And I respect the man who knows his place in his heart, and he ain't going to do it. And if y'all don't respect that, then y'all need to look at yourselves in the mirror and ask why. Why don't you respect that? Again, I know you want to be entertained, and I get all of the entertainment aspect of it. I do, because I love lyrics. I watch battle rap all the time. I do. But when people say that mentally for me, that is not going to work, and you over there like, I don't care about your mental, this is war. It is not war for you. You are not in a war. You are watching one. And to tell people that they should have to be in one so that you could watch one, that's sad. That is sad. And you need to find you a journal or a video diary or something to write about why you feel like you deserve a war today. You got a bit. He said something. He said something. I'm done. Why do I have to wait till somebody beat me to be done? I said something and now I'm done. I don't want to do this no more. I'm good. I'm bowing out now. That's how it's supposed to happen. Right? Right? I don't know. That's just how I see it. I mean, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, we gotta understand that these are not robots. These are actual people who have actual mental stability that still needs to be concerned. And y'all, we done seen enough celebrities go that if somebody's telling you for my mental health, this is not what I want to do, we need to go ahead on and let them have it. All right, so I am going to, y'all already know, it's about time for me to get ready to go to work. So I can't stick around with y'all all day because y'all do not be trying to let me quit my job. Check me out on the internet, because that's where I be all the time. I'm always posting videos on TikTok. You can find me over there. It's me, Danny, Just Sam Pod. Either one of them, you'll find me. Some pictures going up on Instagram. And I'm over on Threads now. I don't do X. I've never really been over on X, but I am on Threads. So if you want to find me over there, I believe it's me, Danny, as well, over on Threads. That's the app that's connected to Instagram. You can see me. I say little clever things over there every day. Sometimes they're inspirational. Sometimes they just cover little smart ass stuff that I think out my mind and I need somewhere to put it. But follow me over there as well. Follow me on TikTok and then send me a message. Say you found me on the pod. That'll be dope. I love that. I'll be here next week. Drink your water. Take your vitamins and stretch your body. You want to be here as long as you can. And did you schedule that physical, that yearly physical yet? I know that you don't want to, but you need to know. We need to know. Anyway, y'all can listen to the Just Sam Podcast with me, Danny. I'll see y'all later. Bye.